Steely Dan is guys without girls, as opposed to, you know, by ourselves, we're both guys with girls. Right. And that collective persona, whatever it is that developed between Walter and myself, is a guy without a girl, you know.
Right.
Whatever the inspiration, Donald Fagen and his friend Walter Becker created some of the most sophisticated and unique music of the 70s as Steely Dan. But it's Donald by himself on the album Morph the Cat, and today on Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Songwriting was the original career plan for Donald Fagen and Walter Becker, and underneath the jazz-influenced sounds of Steely Dan, you'll find consistently well-crafted songs. Since his first solo CD in 1982, Donald Fagen expanded his writing beyond the Steely Dan sound and rounded it out with a trilogy of albums with Morph the Cat back in 2006. The same year, our own Darren DeVivo spoke with Donald Fagen about his solo work and how the writing process differs between projects.
The term concept album, I seem to remember that started maybe sometime in the late 60s or early 70s, right. You know, and I guess it's supposed to mean that there's a theme that goes through an album, and, you know, I guess it's as good a term as any, and I suppose that is what I do, I suppose, on what I've done on my albums. But I realized, I guess, around the time I was doing Comicuria, that I had a kind of a trilogy going, because the three albums turned out to be kind of autobiographical, really, or at least a portrait of the time I was living in.
Right.
So Nightfly's kind of, you know, looking from adolescence or pre-adolescence or something like that. Comicuria is really about midlife, although the framing device is really science fiction in a way, but it's really about the time, however old I was when I made it, which is in my 40s sometime. And this one, Morph the Cat, is about, I'm 58 now, so it's sort of looking towards, you know, the endings of life, the latter period of life, you know.
Now she's good and ready to make a big noise right here in her own hometown. Here comes the H-Gang.
Here comes the H-Gang.
Slamming in a heat.
How is the songwriting process different from you when you're writing by yourself, words and music, as opposed to you and Walter bouncing ideas back and forth?
When I'm by myself, I say, Walter, what do you think of this? Nobody answers. That's pretty much what it is. That's the difference.
Is there one that you prefer? Is it like is it nice to sometimes work by yourself, or other times do you need to reach out
to
get that opinion?
It's lonelier. I would have to say it's more fun working with Walter, generally speaking. But there's some need for me to do this stuff by myself. I think it's, you know, it's like you don't want to write a novel by yourself, really, if you have something really serious to say that comes from your insides or whatever. And although Mutiny and the Bounty was written by two guys, if you remember. But that aside, yeah, I think I like to take time off once in a while and do these, something, you know, separate about the things I do by myself. And I think Walter's actually has a individual project that he does by himself as well, you know.
I say, Ray, why do girls treat you nice that way? He said, it's not what I know, what I think or say. It's what I do. It's what I do. It's deep beneath the skin. It's what I major in. What I do.
A conversation with Donald Fagen. And music from his album, Morph the Cat. That's just one of many exclusive interviews in our online archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.